Greg Ostendorf joins us via the telephone. Greg, I know it's a busy couple of days for you, but we appreciate you taking time to help us out here on the game.
Yeah, we got a couple of days left till signing day, and I'm sure a lot's going to happen, so I'm glad to come on the show for a little bit.
Let's talk about Reuben Foster. That is the topic of conversation among Alabama and Auburn fans. What do we know?
Yeah, Reuben is going to announce his decision during a telecast on Fox Sports South tonight. The show starts at 9 p.m. Central Time, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. I'm sure most of the viewers are on Central Time, though. But, yeah, he announced his decision tonight between most likely Alabama, Auburn, Georgia. With him, you never know. You know, he might go to Washington. But in reality, he'll probably choose most likely either Alabama or Auburn. Georgia's kind of dark horse right now. And again, this is just a commitment. Obviously, he's not going to sign his letter of intent yet. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if things change between tonight and Wednesday when he actually does sign his letter of intent. But he will make his announcement on TV tonight and choose either Alabama, Auburn, or possibly Georgia.
All right, let's just pretend for a couple of minutes. If he chooses one of those schools, what's the confidence that he will stick with that school through National Signing Day?
Honestly, it's got to be under 50%. I mean, with the way this thing's gone, with all the twists and turns, I don't think he even knows for sure yet, but he's making the announcement on TV, and so he was going to go ahead and choose a school, but I don't think he even is certain what the choice he makes tonight. So, you know, I still think it's a big deal wherever you choose tonight. I don't want people to, you know, take that out of consideration. I still think it's a big deal, you know, if you pick Alabama, if you pick Auburn, wherever you pick tonight. But just know that it may not stick in the next couple of days or, you know, by the end of the week.
We're talking with Greg Ostendorf from ESPN.com, Tide Nation, ESPN.com. Greg, it's been a big weekend so far for the University of Alabama. They've been able to sell their program, but also the headlines flying about this recruit and that recruit. Great weekend for Alabama, even though they had only one official visitor on campus.
Yeah. The big name was obviously Eddie Vanderdoes, the five-star defensive tackle from California. It was his official visit, and everything went well. You know, he tweeted about it. Obviously, he's not doing interviews right now, so none of us have really talked to him. But he tweeted a lot about Alabama and just kind of how he felt comfortable here, kind of fit in with the South, which is big for a guy from California. And also, he got along well with the coaching staff. Talked about, you know, Coach Trump. And, you know, working with him, watching video with him, they kind of compared him to Marcell Dareus, the former Alabama great now in the NFL. I think that got him a little excited. So I mean, he had positive visits wherever he went, but Alabama made the last impression. And obviously, right now, it's kind of too close to call Alabama, Notre Dame, and also UCLA, I think, in the mix. He's a former USC commitment, but those three schools are kind of in the thick of it right now. And, you know, again, it was big for Alabama to get him on campus and for him to get one last look at the Tide and to get the last official visit. But I'm not sure that, you know, I can say with confidence he's going there, but Alabama definitely in the mix.
Let's talk about A'shaun Robinson, a guy that is from Arlington Heights, Texas, a five-star outstanding lineman.
Yeah, kind of a surprise guy in this class. Obviously, he's not signed anywhere yet or committed anywhere yet, but he was committed for Texas for a long time, almost a year now. A kid from Fort Worth, Texas. And just recently, you know, decommitted. A lot of reports that are out that he told the Texas coach staff that he was going to sign with Alabama. A'shaun talked to our guys at Horns Nation, and he said that that wasn't true. But he did decommit and went on to say that he was no longer considering Texas or USC. And with his three finalists being Texas, USC, and Alabama, I got to believe that Alabama has a pretty good shot right now. So I think most people believe he will sign with Alabama come signing day. And like you said, it's a good pickup. Another defensive line that they project him as a defensive end, you know, at the next level in their system, and a top, you know, 150 guy, and a guy most fans, I don't think a week ago, would have thought would have been in his class, you know, me included. I know they made up some ground, they were in the mix, but I really didn't think that they had made up that much ground, and the next thing you know, he decommits from Texas, and Alabama's the front runner. So a guy to keep an eye on in this class and a name to watch in the future if he does pick Alabama as expected, and should be a good gift for Alabama.
We're talking with Greg Ostendorf from ESPN.com. As we look at this recruiting class, does it have the chance to be the number one recruiting class according to ESPN.com?
No doubt. I've said in the past, Florida has a very good class this year, and they still have a couple guys on their board they could add to that class, and it's going to be tough to top the Gators. But if you look at the potential haul that Alabama could end with, I know, you know, I'm going to have my predictions come out in the morning, but just a few names. Alabama's in pretty good shape right now for D-liner, the in-state guy, Alvin Kamara. the running back over in Georgia, and A'shaun Robinson we just talked about. And they're also in the mix for Vanderdose, as well as a couple other defensive linemen, Montrevious Adams from Georgia, who visited Auburn over the weekend, and Jaron Reed, a JUCO tackle. And also Antonio Connor, a safety from Mississippi. Most people think he might go to Ole Miss, but it's about 50-50 right now at Alabama, as they made up a lot of ground. And lastly, of course, Reuben Foster would kind of be the icing on the cake. But, you know, if they can land four or five, maybe six of those guys to finish out, that I don't know how you can't put Alabama, you know, at the top ahead of Florida. But either way, it should be close, and it should be a fun couple of days here leading up to signing day.
Greg, as we look at this class, do you feel like that Nick Saban has been able to fulfill his needs going into this class?
Yeah, no doubt. I think the one need that they may not get in this class, they might look to in next year's class, is the offensive tackle spot. I think they got a lot of good offensive linemen in this class. I know Grant Hill was kind of underrated until the Under Armour game, where he kind of blew up a little bit. And he can play that right tackle spot. He can also play inside a guard. I think he's going to be a very good player for Alabama down the road. And, of course, you know, they have a few guys. A'shaun Robinson, the guy who could also move over to the offensive line. But, you know, they didn't have that prototypical left tackle. They went after Laramie Tunzel. He now looks like he's going to go to Ole Miss. And I don't think Alabama's in the mix, or they're a long shot at best at this point. So I think they may wait till next year, because these left tackles don't just, you know, grow on trees. They're pretty hard to find. And so I think they may wait till next year. But other than that, though, they got a lot of good playmakers in this class. We talked about the running backs coming in. If they add Kamara, you already have Derrick Henry, the top athlete in the country. You have Tyron Jones and Alfie Tenpenny, a pair of running backs. And it's not like they need running backs, but it doesn't hurt to have that kind of depth. And Robert Foster, the big pick of a wide receiver. I know we've talked about O.J. Howard as well. He kind of gives them a different look at tight end they've had in the past, a dynamic athlete. And so a lot of playmakers. They got their quarterback or quarterbacks of the future, kind of how things work out. Cooper Bateman is the number one guy. You also have Luke Del Rio, a walk-on, and Parker McCloud, the number two guy in this class who got a scholarship. But those three will kind of compete in the future for the job. And probably Bateman's to lose, but, you know, still having that competition can't hurt. And they got a few pass rushers, too, on the defensive side of the ball. I know Jonathan Allen. They lost to Marcus Walker to Florida State, but Jonathan Allen's a very good player from Virginia who's already committed in this class. And Tim Williams, they got late from over in Louisiana. He kind of could fit in that same spot. And they could finish with a guy like Reuben Foster, who could really be a good rusher in the middle. And we talked about D-liner. He's a very good player, very quick off the snap, off the ball. And I think he'll add to that, too, a kind of position they need on that defensive line as well. So definitely, I think Saban has really addressed the needs in this class, and obviously the talent, you know, outweighs everything, but he's also filled the needs.
Greg, this may be more of a rumor, but I know you talk to, you know, these recruits daily. Is it true that Alabama's been able to turn down some possibly what we would consider just high-profile recruits because they just don't feel like that there's a need for that particular guy, or they have another guy that's higher rated? I mean, you know, Nick Saban, he trusts ESPN, but I'm not sure if that's his true evaluation method. Is it true that there's been some four- and five-star top prospects that's been turned away?
I don't know anybody for certain. I know I'm sure there's a few guys that may have had interest in Alabama early on, or even, you know, down the stretch, and Alabama just said, you know, we've already kind of have our targets, you know, we already have our targets out there, and that's who we're going to go after now. It's kind of late to jump in. Obviously, you know, some of these guys still are good enough to where Alabama will at least take a look at, but you know, the name that kind of comes up might be Yvonne Bell, the safety prospect up in, that's close to Chattanooga. He's actually goes to high school in Georgia, but he lives in Tennessee, but he was very high in Alabama for a while. Many thought that he would commit to the Tide, but now it's looking more and more like Tennessee. And I don't know if that was, from what I was told, I think Alabama still had a spot for him as of a week ago, and so I think they still wanted him. And it was more of Von Bell, you know, wanting to stay close to home and going to Tennessee, the school he grew up rooting for. But the more and more you look at this class, especially if they add a guy like Antonio Connor, it could have been a casualty in this class. You know, it just the numbers didn't work out for Von Bell to be a part of it. And it's kind of amazing if you look at it, a guy like that, if that was the case, just to turn something like that down because of all the other talent you have. But and I know they also asked, you know, Bradley Bozeman to Gracier, which he was happy to do. He had an injury last year or this past season that he wants to kind of get healthy before he gets down to Tuscaloosa and starts working out. So that adds an extra number in this class. But no, there are a few guys out there that I'm sure that, you know, had interest in Alabama they just couldn't take because of the numbers.
You've got seven early enrollees, and I know we've talked about these guys specifically, and you can go back to the archives and listen to Greg and listen to him talk. He's a weekly guest from ESPN.com, Tide Nation, ESPN.com. A couple of different ways you can link to Greg and Alex Scarborough's work there on ESPN.com. But when you look at early enrollees, you feel like that Nick Saban thinks that these guys can make an impact in year number one, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And we saw that this year. A couple early enrollees from a year ago, the class in 2012, T.J. Yeldon, Amari Cooper, and look what happened with those guys. And I think it's a huge advantage. Even some guys who came in late who we thought might make a difference, came in over the summer, didn't quite get on the field like we kind of thought they might. A guy like Landon Collins. Geno Smith was the exception to that. But no, this year's class, I think because of some of these guys enrolling early, they'll get a chance, kind of a head start over the rest. And you look at, we talked about O.J. Howard, a dynamic player. I think he's just, I mean, he's too good not to see the field as a freshman, whether that's at H-back, whether he does get, you know, play some as tight end. I know he needs to strengthen up a little bit and build up some muscle before he plays a true tight end spot, but I know they'll find a way to get him on the field and get the ball in his hands. Derrick Henry, we also talked about the top athlete. I don't know how they're going to use him yet. I can't, you know, he's one guy I think everybody wants to wait till spring ball to start to see where he lines up at, but wherever it is, he's going to be a phenomenal athlete and a very good player for Alabama and a guy who could play right away. So those are the two names that kind of stand out to me. Leon Brown's another a name. He's a junior college guy. Came from up in New York. He's on campus now, an offensive tackle. He has a chance to compete for the starting right tackle spot now that DJ Fluker has left early for the draft. And maybe not the notoriety coming out of JUCO, but still a very solid player and a guy, you know, remember James Carpenter a couple of years ago came in as a junior college tackle and got the starting job right away, and I can see Leon Brown potentially doing that as well. So definitely a leg up for those guys, and I think that'll help them, you know, going forward.
Right now, you can check it out on TideNationESPN.com. Greg Ossendorf helping us out. Reuben Foster, we've got an hour and 10 minutes away from this young man committing on national television. Greg, which way are you leaning? What's the probability that he chooses the crimson and white?
I'm going to say Alabama right now. I think I mentioned over the weekend that he actually left his official visit to Auburn to go to Alabama. The details haven't exactly come out like that. There's a lot of rumors out there regarding that, but I do know that he and Alvin Kamara made a surprise visit to Alabama this weekend. And so that has to favor Alabama right now. And so I think he will choose a tie tonight, but again, it's one of those things you kind of have to watch and wait and kind of see until signing day, because that could change in the next couple of days or by the end of the week, depending on where he ends up going. But no, tonight I think that, you know, regardless of the tattoo, regardless of where he was committed before and where his family's from, I think he's going to pick Alabama. I think he really likes the staff, likes the program, and has a lot of, you know, friends like an Alvin Kamara, like a D-liner, who are potentially also going to be out of this class. And again, they're also not signed yet, but they're expected to potentially sign with Alabama on Wednesday.
Greg, as always, we appreciate you being a part of our show in Tuscaloosa. We'll continue to follow ESPN.com, Tide Nation, ESPN.com. Greg Ossendorf, recruiting analyst for ESPN. Greg, thanks so much for your help.
Hey, no problem, guys. Have a good signing day week.